Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Invading your ear holes. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
I could strip to this too, I think.
Yeah, you could.
Back in the 80s.
Why don't you try it now?
Yeah.
I'm not wearing enough clothes.
Talking all that junk. Go ahead and come off with it.
But I would do it in animation. In black and white. Right? Yeah. This is aha.
Yeah.
Aha.
Aha.
Aha. Fat boy, what is that key word again for P1s to win $1,000 with the P1 payoff?
Thunder. T-H-U-N-D-E-R.
Thunder.
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 Westbrook.
Thunder. Thunder. Thunder.
Feel the lightning.
Thunder.
Thunder.
Text that to 72881, win you $1,000. The other thing that a lot of people are pointing out, what do the collegiate football champions normally get for food when they go to the White House?
Last time they went.
Steaks and lobster and stuff?
Well, they had a barbecue dinner last time.
Okay.
Couple years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But they left here to go up north and eat barbecue that wasn't nearly as good as it is
probably
down here.
Not.
You know what I mean?
Definitely not.
I don't know. That's a hotly contested issue.
Yeah.
People's barbecue.
Well, yeah.
It's right up there with, you know, immigration.
Yeah.
It is.
Barbecue.
Mustard sauce.
Mm-mm.
I'm a South Carolinian. Mustard sauce.
Vinegar.
That's North Carolina.
That's the way Yankee. I like it.
You Yankee.
Yankee. That's the way I like it. That's the way I like it. I like vinegar.
Sympathizer.
And I like a reverse cowgirl. Uh-huh. That's the way I like it.
Huh. See you wearing that blue jacket.
It's black.
I was talking about your Civil War outfit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my
all right. Season 16, episode 1. We started this show 16 years ago. And about 12 years ago, 13 years ago, we started Truth and Consequences. Golly, bomb, man.
Yeah.
You old.
I know.
I'm just poking. Turn around.
And we're kicking off hour two of episode 16, episode one, season 16, with a brand new Truth and Consequences. And I already been teasing you and I already asked Paige her opinion on it. This guy wants something back. So let's talk to him and find out all the details and all that. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
How you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm just wondering about what you get to eat when you go to the White House. But we figured that out. You normally get good stuff, but if there's a furlough, you get McDonald's. So we figured it out. You got
Well, that's good. That's good.
You got real drama to worry about, though, don't you?
I do. I really, really do. So first of all, I really just want to say, you know, I'm a huge fan of you guys. I'm a huge fan of the show. I've been listening since day one. And
thank you.
You know, I don't want to say where I work at all, but everybody on the line has headphones on listening to the Rise Guys. We all start laughing at the same time. You know, it's really, really funny.
Well, that's good. That's good. I imagine like the movie Gung Ho, where you see that movie.
Michael Keaton. I love Michael Keaton.
But let's not say where you work, you know, making cars and stuff. But I appreciate that, though. We really do. Really do. Now, Fat Boy was giving me an interesting tidbit. He said this isn't the first time you've been on the show before.
No, I have been on the show before, actually. It was to play a game for Foo Fighters tickets, but, you know, I didn't win, so.
Didn't get them. Well, they'll be back.
And, you know, actually, that's really, you know, the story of my life, you know?
Yeah. Not winning Foo Fighters tickets?
You know, all this problem I'm having with my girl here.
Yeah. Let's talk about this girl that you met that you're all into.
Yeah. So, I met this girl and I don't want to say her name yet, but,
right.
She was, you know, the girl of my dreams. And, actually in May of last year, I asked her to be my wife and she said yes.
She said yes.
And you know, she did. This was the happiest moment of my life. You know, I was walking on clouds. I could finally have a family. You know, all my friends had families, and I was going to have the opportunity to start mine.
Yeah. Well, and, that's good. I can hear the like sincere, I think sincere happiness in your voice. But was it that thing where, like you said, all my friends have started? So were you kind of like feeling that pressure of like all my buddies are getting married and having kids? I got to do it too.
Well, I wanted it, you know, I was feeling pressure, but I always wanted it myself too.
Yeah. But the story of your life, not winning Foo Fighters tickets, what happened? What happened with this girl?
Well, you know, there was a lot of family drama with her that went down. I really can't get into it, but it was involving her family, and she ended up breaking up with me.
She ended up breaking up with you. And,
yeah.
But how does her family drama cause the two of you lovers that met and with fate and destiny and all that density and all that stuff, why do you break up because of her family drama?
I really don't want to get into too much about that because that's for her and her family to figure out. I don't want to air their dirty laundry out in the streets, you know, that's not my business.
Yeah.
But you know, she was going through a lot, and she just kind of threw me to the side.
Just left you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. But you're not trying to get her back here, are you? Is that what you want to do? No, I mean, no.
Kind of.
Oh, like, what do you mean by? See, that's not what I was told. What do you mean, kind of?
Well, I asked her to come back home, and I wanted her to come back to what we had. You know, I want to get reengaged, but yeah, she did not into the idea.
You want to get reengaged?
So, I do.
Does that mean you're disengaged right now? What is the past tense of that?
I mean, disengaged.
You're disengaged.
Yeah.
Oh wow! So you want to get reengaged, but she's not. She's not into it.
No, she's not. She's not into it. But I want to try one more time, and I already know she's going to say no, though. So the real reason I'm calling here is to get the ring back.
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah, that's. I've already kind of revealed that a little bit, and I've already asked Paige her opinion about that. But I don't know. I don't know. I mean, is it? I don't know. How do you feel about it? I mean, she broke up with you, right? And that's, if she broke up with you, then.
And that's what I talked to a bunch of my friends about it. And they said, if she breaks it off, that I get the ring back. But if I were to break it off, then she gets to keep it unless it's like a family heirloom. I don't know if Paige said the same thing or not, but that's what I understand.
So Paige, you said if she broke it off, she gets the ring back. If he broke it off, maybe she gets to keep it.
Yeah, but generally I would think that she would want to give it back. If she doesn't want the man, why would you want his ring?
You ain't met the women I've known.
Yeah, it's true, yes.
It's gold, usually. Was it gold, sir?
It was gold.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolute gold.
Real nice.
People
real
mined
nice
for
ring.
That, Paige, in the Wild, Wild West.
They do. No. I mean, I think you're right because we've looked up before and there is some legal precedent in the state about you get the ring back. But, I mean, is it something you'd go to that extent for?
Yeah, because, I mean, it's not a family heirloom, though, right? You said that if you broke up with her, then maybe she should give it, like if it's your granny's ring or something like that. But that's not exactly, like, you just want it back because you proposed, she broke it off, and you're like, well, I paid, you know, all this money, then I'd like to give it back, or get it back, rather.
Absolutely. And, you know, I could really use the money back. And why does she want it, you know? Yeah. If she's done with me and she's done with what we had, then why does she want to keep it? I mean,
that's bad juju.
I'm going to ask for it. It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask for it nicely back. And if she refuses, then I'm going to offer to sell it and split the profits with her as a last resort.
I didn't know that part either. First of all, hope to God she's not listening or anybody close to her. But secondly, you've revealed your cards. So you're going to ask for it back. But if she says no, then you're going to kindly say, I'll sell it and split it with you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
that seems fair.
Yeah.
I think it does. You mind if I ask how much it cost?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's what everybody's wondering, right?
Then ballpark it out for us.
It was $2,000. And, I remember like it was yesterday. I had $1,400 of the money, and I had to borrow $700 from my granny.
Yeah.
And, but it's not really about the money, absolutely.
That's $2,100.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a few stacks.
I'll round it up.
Oh, hell, you gotta round down if it's under five, right? 2,500, you'd say a few thousand.
Yeah. Okay,
whatever. So, $2,100, and you round it up. Okay.
Yeah, it's, man, like if it's, you know, a couple grand or a little more than that, what can you realistically expect to sell that for? I mean, really, serious question. Not much.
Because jewelers mark it up
a lot.
A lot.
Like 19,000% roughly.
Yeah. And then they can have sales on top of that. And then they bought it from somebody else.
Yeah.
Unless it's like handcrafted stuff right there by like an artisan, like the ones over on Augusta Road, then I can't figure out, you know.
But there's money there, right? So I don't get how sometimes in this situation it's just like, you know, up for, okay, well, we'll just decide later. Like there's money sitting there. Give it back.
What if she's already like sold this thing or pawned it or whatever? I mean, there's nothing you can do, right? I mean, you could probably. Well, I don't know.
She's going to give me the money then that she pawned it for.
I don't know that that's legal. I don't know. But you got to be nice about it though.
Yeah.
And the whole thing, you know, look, I know you don't want to talk about her family drama or whatever, but like, obviously she's going through some crap too. You know,
she is, and I got nothing to love for her. But I want her back first and foremost. But
it ain't first and foremost. You already said I'll ask her to come back once again. If she says no, then I'm going to ask for the ring back. And if she says no to that, then I'll offer to sell it and split it with her. What if she says no to that? Will you take a fourth of the money? What about she gets the gold, you get the diamond?
I'm entitled to a little more than a fourth.
Well, I'm just trying to negotiate for you. Do the dance.
Yeah. I mean, you're if you sell the thing, you're going to get probably a fourth of what you paid for it if you're lucky.
Yeah.
So a fourth of that would not be very much.
It's a nice ring. I think I could get way more than a fourth for it.
I haven't sold an engagement ring in ever. To be honest with you.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. All right. So here's what we'll do. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to dial her number. And then when she answers, do whatever you want to do, the sweet talking or whatever. But ultimately, yeah, you'd like to ask her to come back. If she doesn't, though, you want to get the ring back. If she doesn't want to give you the ring back, you'll split it with her. I mean.
That's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's an olive branch, I think. Right, Paige?
Yeah.
With a diamond on it.
I mean, it's up to her to tell him what she wants to do, right?
Well said. All right. Hold on. Hold on for us, sir. Hold on. I don't know. Hold on. I'm going to consult. According to Campbell versus Robinson, 2012, South Carolina Court of Appeals, according to Rob Inario, she needs to give the ring back. That's what the legal system says. I just received that text message from attorney Rob Inario as we sit in studio Inario.
Yeah. Yeah, I know there's legal precedent, but would you go to court over something like that?
No, because it'll ultimately end and he'll get 20% of whatever the ring's value is, which is $400?
Yeah.
Roughly? And then you got to pay the like $150 to even do the lawsuit, and then you got to take time off work.
It's a case for Judge Jimmy.
If you go to court over something like that, it's just vindictive.
Yeah.
And you ain't going to get anything out of it in the end, so you might as well just let it go and save the time and effort.
All right. He's going to call her next. It's Truth and Consequences, The Rise Guys. Morning, everybody. The call's next.
It's The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 7:33. We're doing Truth and Consequences. That's where we allow you, the P1s, to call somebody and call them out on something or confess something to tell the truth and then ultimately deal with the consequences of that. Situation today is that this guy was engaged to a girl. Now he's disengaged, we found out.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to get reengaged. He wants her. She broke up with him. He'd like to ask her to come back. He already says she's going to say no. She had a bunch of family drama she was dealing with. It just was too much for her, blah, blah. I got an idea on that. Can he hear what I'm about to say?
Nope.
I think her family doesn't like him and didn't approve of her as a him as a husband.
That might be part of it. I got the impression there was something beyond that going on, but I have no idea what.
He really cut it off. He's like,
yeah,
family drama, you know, that's for her to deal with. I'm just talking about my drama here.
Must be a mess.
Yeah. It's a mess. It's weren't.
A lot of people are texting in saying, you know, they get it back in court and all that. Man, I think it's got to be a really valuable ring to go to court. Like, it's got to, I think it's got to be a ring like excess of 10 grand to make it worth that.
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. All right. So he's going to call her. And then the other thing is, he says if she won't give the ring back, he's going to offer to sell it and split it with her.
Yeah.
It's worth a few thousand dollars, $2,100 to be exact.
Yeah.
He rounded up. All right, let's bring it back on. You there, sir?
I'm here.
Okay. All right, so you know the deal. Legally, I have to ask you this. You sure you want to do this? We're not coercing you to do this. You gave us the phone number and set the whole deal up, correct?
Correct.
This isn't for any concert tickets. We're not giving you Foo Fighters tickets that you didn't win 2 years ago. None of that. That's not funny, Fat Boy. You didn't win them. I'm sorry for him, Chance. I apologize. All right. Fat Boy's going to dial the number right now. When she answers, talk to her. She won't know she's on the radio. And then ultimately, when you let the cat out of the bag and all that, then we'll jump on too, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go. Truth and consequences. Apparently, this varies by state as far as having to give it back. Raw Binario said in South Carolina, it has been ruled before that they have to give it back.
Yeah, is a P1 text in who got a judgment against his ex over a ring.
In Florida, anything goes.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Good morning. Hello?
What?
Hello?
What?
How
what
are you this time morning? All right, I was just calling to say
I blocked you. I blocked you. I blocked your number. Can you take a hint? I am done, okay? Just stop. Stop. Just stop, okay?
She's gone. She hung up. Chance. Well, God, they didn't hang up on her. She hung up.
I thought she might do that.
Why do you tell us any of this stuff? We could have rearranged it a different way. Okay. All right. We'll call her back this time and just...
You don't want me to do anything off, right? You just want me to...
Well, Jimmy, what do we do? We not block it this time and then... Well, she won't answer then. How do we handle it?
She might answer if it's not his. Like, it was blocked either way.
Okay, unblock it then. And then when she answers, we'll just tell her what's going on.
But if the phone rings twice at 7:35 a.m., don't you think it's the same person calling back if you just hung up on him?
Well, you would assume.
Probably.
I mean, I would.
Chance, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, all right. We're going to call her back, but we're not going to block it this time. We'll just tell her she's on the radio and then get right into it, okay?
Hopefully she likes drama.
Oh, God.
Hello?
Hey, Sherry?
Yeah.
Hey, this is the Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks in Greenville, South Carolina. How are you?
I'm fine, hey. I guess.
We're live on the radio right now. Okay, well, let's explain that. We're live on the radio right now.
Okay.
All right, so you just talked to Chance, your former fiancé?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look.
I did.
He wants to talk to you. Are you cool with talking to him real quick?
Oh my gosh. I knew something was up.
What do you mean?
Oh my God. I know. He was sounding weird. He was sounding like he was putting on stuff. And I was like, what is this? And I just, there was an echo in the phone. Okay. No.
All right. So, he's got something that he wants to talk to you about. He told us about, the ring and the breakup and the whole family drama and all this stuff.
Okay, great. The family drama. Mm-hmm. Did he tell you why we broke up?
He said
family drama?
I do want to say this on his part. He was very protective of it. He said, I don't want to get into any of that. That's for her and her family to deal with. I just want to talk about what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, he said you had family drama.
He said it was you.
Yeah, that's what he said.
No, I'm so sorry, guys. No. Chance cheated on me. He cheated on me.
Chance.
Yeah, he cheated on me. That's right. Yeah. Guess he left that part out, right?
Chance? Mm-hmm.
You there, Chance?
Yes.
How's that family drama if you cheated on her?
Because he cheated on me with a family friend. And my daddy found out and went over to Chance's shop and punched him.
He didn't punch nobody out here. Look, I said at the beginning, before we called you, that I would offer to take the ring back and sell it and split the profits with you. So why don't we just go ahead and do that?
Like I would ever even get that money back. Like, you'd ever give it back to me. No. Plus, you cheated on me. You did this. You did this. What are you not understanding there?
Why do you deserve anything else from me?
Cherry,
I'm sorry, all right? I made a mistake, and I'm just hurting a little bit now, and I need that money back to pay my granny.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're hurting because my daddy came over and whipped your ass. That's what happened.
God.
But did you see anything?
You sent me a picture of your bloody nose after he left. You told me.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I can understand
why you tell
she
me.
Doesn't trust him. I mean, you know, he kind of broke that.
God bless.
The trust.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So, okay, now that this is all out there, Chance was so talkative a while ago, and now he ain't saying crap. Yeah. What about the ring, though, Sherry? Like, is it still in your possession, or has that already been found a new home?
The ring, no, I mean, I have the ring. I have it. I haven't sold it or anything. It's just there.
Yeah.
God, this is just crazy. Oh, my God. I guess it's crazy. This is a weird morning. Yeah. I mean, God, I'm on the Rice Guys. I love you guys.
It's our 16th birthday show, too. Can you believe that? You're here now.
Oh, boy. Yay. Let's get a cake. Oh, my gosh. I'll take the high road. Okay? You know what? You guys are nice. He did this to you. He did this to me. This is who he is. Cut him out of your life right now. Okay? I can send the ring. And then you give it back to Chance? Can I send it to you and you give it back to him?
Let's give it to him? Hell no.
Please. I don't want to do
it. No. No. I don't even need corporate to veto that. Hell no. Yeah. I don't want any exception of that ring.
Yeah, we can't be in possession of that or in transit with it or anything.
We're just the media liaison.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. Well, Chance, I'll send it to your mom, okay? You can get it from your mom, all right?
Yeah, but that's nice of you to take the high road. Paige is sitting here shaking her head. No, like, don't you think maybe you deserve at least to take the half of the few thousand dollars that it would retain in value, maybe?
Did he say a few thousand, or are you assuming a few thousand?
No.
Well, he said a few thousand, then we calculated it to be $2,100, but he said he rounded up.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well,
Chance, I'm not putting words in your mouth, Emma.
No, that's exactly right.
Okay.
You are so... No. Either you're full of crap or you ripped me off. It's $500. The ring is $500. Trust me, I know. It's $500. Maybe $600.
Huh. Somebody done had a look there.
Yes, I did.
Well, you have to.
Still a lot of money.
You know, it's still a lot of money just to say goodbye to.
Yeah, so y'all could sell it for like $100 and split 50 apiece.
Yeah, go out to dinner. Somewhere good.
Oh, my God.
All right. So in closing, we have come to some kind of terms on this. Sherry will send it to Chance. She'll send it to your mom, and then we'll go from there, and then everything's done. It's over with.
If he can leave me alone after this, that would be great.
You should send your dad over there with the ring. Send your dad over there with the ring.
Oh, gosh.
Chance, I'm kidding. All right, Sherry, thank you.
Sure. Thank you. You guys have a wonderful day. Happy 16th birthday.
Thank you.
Or whatever. Anniversary. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank
bye.
You. Bye-bye. Chance.
What?
Yes.
Why do you not say the whole, I mean, the family drama? You cheated on her.
Well, I mean, I may have left that out, but there is family drama. You know, I mean, her daddy came over and assaulted me, so that's drama.
She said he punched you out.
It was not a good experience, I say that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, at least you get to move on. You don't have to deal with any court system with it. You you just get to move on and you get the ring back. And, you know, maybe a buddy of yours will need a ring. You can sell it to him or something. Who knows? There's a million things you can do with it. Check with your mama, though, okay?
I absolutely will, you know. And it's perfect she's actually going to send it to my mama because I actually live with her now. Since Sherry broke up with me, I moved back in.
So she's not going to get it. Jesus. You're going to be sniping the mailbox, waiting for somebody to pull up. God. He's going to get it for sure.
You're a porch pirate.
Now, what'd you borrow $700 from your granny for?
Oh. What's that?
If you had 14, did you really pay $2,100 for it? Or did you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I did.
I love Jimmy. I love Jimmy. Detective Jimmy Jack Jackie. Oh,
somebody has to.
All right, Chance. Good luck with the ring, okay?
Thank you, guys. I appreciate all your help this morning.
Okay, thank you. He didn't ever... It's simple right there. He never had... He borrowed all of it from his granny.
Yeah, granny bought the whole ring.
Now, what if she
$700 ring. She had it appraised, five or six... Dude, boom.
Oh, wait, she could have just said that to, you know, kind of devalue his... you know, kind of deflate him a little bit and take his portion out of it.
Talk about his tiny wiener and all that stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. She might be vindictive.
Yeah, who knows? He works downstairs. All right. We'll take a break. We'll get to your calls, your responses. Truth and Consequences, 1-800-774-0093. Now, everybody, you know what? Sometimes people have to start over. Quit making fun of him on the text line about living with his mom. Big damn deal. 1-800-774-0093 at the Rise Guys on most of your social media as well. We'll get to your calls, your reactions right after this. Should she have to give it back at all? We'll find out next.
Just tickle your keypad at 72341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:48. Happy birthday, P1 Big Booty Bowler, celebrating a birthday today. Happy 24th birthday.
Oh, good.
All right. So we had the whole deal there. You got the guy who, and we found out so much. The family drama was that he cheated on her. Her dad found out and went to his shop and kicked his ass.
Yes.
He wants the ring back and offered to sell it and split it. She finally, which you hear the two of them, somebody else pointed this out on Twitter. What did the two of them ever have in common? It sounded like two totally different types of people.
Yeah.
What did they ever have in common? But anyway, she's agreed to send the ring back. So we got to talking about what's the legalities, what's not, what's the right thing to do, etiquette, all that stuff. Attorney Rob Inario is on the Celebrity Hotline. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, folks.
Hey, folks. All right, so you pointed out by text earlier this particular case where in South Carolina where a judge said she did have to give the ring back.
Correct, and that is regardless of fault.
So even infidelity, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you will not find a very sympathetic jury here in a conservative state like South Carolina.
Yeah.
Also, to Dude Man's credit, I know that engagement rings sell for vastly more than they appraise for. So he might have spent a couple of grand on it, and turns out it was only worth $500. But the main reason I want to call in on this is really nothing to do with the ring itself. This is a prime example of why leaving out, quote, little details can totally wreck a situation. Because I've had clients do stuff like this where they don't tell me that infidelity might be the reason that they got into trouble, or sometimes they don't tell me that they sold drugs to an undercover cop. And when you leave out little... Yeah, wow. I mean, that's kind of a big damn detail that you sold drugs and undercover. That's way different than getting caught just through a traffic stop and, you know, some stuff went down.
Yeah.
I need to know what that stuff went down as an attorney. So, Chance, everyone that's listening out there, when you talk to an attorney or when you talk to your Rise Guys, be completely and totally honest. Don't try to sweep something like infidelity under the rug like it's no big deal when it's the very damn reason you got punched in the face and your engagement called off.
Exactly right, Rob. I couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, that's the family drama was her daddy kicked your ass.
Right
that was
there.
The family drama. God bless America.
Yeah. And had we known that going into the call,
yes.
Well, A, you probably wouldn't have gotten quite as much radio gold there. However, you could have phrased the call differently, handled the call differently. Luckily, she was willing to pick up the time y'all called back. Otherwise, she could have just kept blocking and blocking and blocking. So for the love of God, everyone, just be honest. If you make a mistake, frickin' own it. I said frickin'.
Well said. Thank you.
Well said, Rob on area. 255-9988.
Hey, folks.
See you guys.
Drive, call me.
Have a good morning. See you, brother.
Y'all too.
See you guys.
Aw.
I mean, that's one of the great perks of this show is having a legal question. And he came to us.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like we sent out the Inario symbol up in the air, and he called, hey, folks, you called? I'll be dead blame. P1 right. Grubby in Inman says she should keep the ring. Grubby, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? Oh. I can't believe y'all put me on after Mr. Inario there. I mean, that's a tough act to follow there.
Well, listen. the stage is yours. What do you think she should keep it? What, because she this is
well,
her
I
retribution?
Mean, I believe. Well, if it was a mutual separation, like they decided to split on good terms, then yeah, I mean, she should give the ring back. But I mean, with him screwing around, I mean, I believe it's her choice to keep it and do whatever she wants to with it. That's my honest opinion. I mean,
yeah.
But obviously, she agreed to send it back or whatever. But I mean, that's I don't agree with it. But
yeah,
I think she's thinking that he ain't gonna go away. She's gonna give it back to him, so he'll go away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just to avoid the whole situation, just try to erase him out of her life, I guess.
Yeah, get done with it that way.
Just be done with it. Yeah, thank you, Grubby. Yeah. Appreciate you listening, brother. Have a good morning.
Oh, you're welcome. You too, guys.
I know if I ever get engaged to him, I can cheat on him and get the ring back.
Yeah.
So,
hey, now.
I'll keep Grubby's number handy.
Oh, no, he said she should keep the ring.
Yeah, but if I cheat, he would get to keep it if I cheated on him.
Yeah, yeah.
So right. He's the girl in this situation, not me.
Well, unless you want to be. Or y'all can take turns.
How is it in such limbo with some people?
I look better as a man.
Yeah.
How is it? What do you mean? The giving back thing?
Well, some people would be like, you know what? Yeah, we'll decide it later. Maybe 4, 5, 6 months. And it's just money sitting there.
Well, you know what? I wish I'd asked Rob that. Pain and suffering. Like, she suffered, right? Not only did she get cheated on with a family friend we didn't really dwell on too much. Then her dad found out, kicked his ass. Dad risked going to jail. The ring is her payment for pain and suffering.
Absolutely.
Judge Jimmy?
Unless she wants to give it back so he quits calling her and trying to get in touch with her about anything.
See, that's what I would do.
Trying to get re-engaged.
And I was in a situation where somebody wouldn't leave me alone, and I sent the ring back certified mail, so he had to receive it and sign for it and leave me the hell alone.
Cool.
That makes sense.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I definitely. Well, she knows this. She could tell that lady's probably got her wits about her. You send it back with a signature required.
Well, because you want to make sure it gets there.
Porch Pirates might come get it.
You never know.
You don't know.
Yeah.
That's a small box there. Is that a ring?
Or you put it in a ridiculous box.
This little tiny box where the label's bigger than the box.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Let's stay on time. We'll take a little break. We have to give away $1,000 here in moments. Your chance to win with the winter edition of the P1 Payoff. You'll hear a keyword from Fatboy and text it. It's 72881. It is Season 16, Episode 1 of The Rise Guys. Paige, what is going on in the Plex?
Well, you can pay $16,000 for a piece of Marilyn Monroe. I'll tell you about it all next in your Rise Guys headlines.
DiMaggio estate saved her like her finger or something.
Yeah, I mean, what piece has been saved since 1962?
Is that when she died?
Yeah.
Doesn't somebody in your family have a thumb in a jar?
Had. It got buried with Uncle Leard, though.
Will you tell that story next?
Sure.
I'll tell you what pots you don't want.
Oh, goodness.
All right, we'll do that and more next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. And at 10, get set for another 93-minute rock block. Over 93 minutes of rock. Only on 93.3.
The Planet.
Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.